This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. This is Reverend Caesar again coming to you on BBS Radio, another Sunday, to bring you the good news. Thank you for allowing me to get into your home. And I would like you to also contact your friends, tell your friends about the program, because I know the program would be a blessing for you. Tell them about BBS Radio. It is a great evening, and every day above ground is a wonderful day, so we must rejoice and be glad in it. I want to talk to you this evening from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 22. And the title of my message here is Salvation Made Plain and Simple. But I will read from here. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him, who are angry against him. In the Lord, all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory, and even to pray him. Let me tell you something here in the name of Jesus, as the Lord give me utterance. The Bible says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. This great passage of the Bible was used many times to bring great men to Jesus Christ. Now, there is a tendency to, on the part of preachers and other Christians, to make salvation more difficult to understand than it really is. In fact, the doctrine of salvation itself is remarkably simple. Yet, we use words to speak about it that people are totally unfamiliar to those outside the church. And it is as if we have our own special coded language. We use words, such words and phrases as saved, blood bought, blood washed, born again, redeemed, and the like. These are all good phrases, but they can be overwhelming and confusing to those who do not know what they mean. Yet there is nothing confusing, mysterious, or hard to understand about salvation. God has fixed it so that anyone can use it. And so, my friends, today, I want to preach to you from divorce on the thought, salvation made easy, plain and simple. I want you to be able to say that at least one time in your life, you heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ that was in language anyone could understand. To begin with, the word salvation means the act of saving from harm. Of course, this could apply to being saved from harm in any arena of the human experience. It is possible to be saved physically, financially, emotionally, mentally, etc. But however, I want to use the word as it relates to your spiritual need. Any other type of salvation is only temporary in nature. Yet when a person experiences the salvation of his or her soul, they have experienced something eternal that can never fade or be taken away. Allow me to share with you a few features of God's salvation. These few simple features are all you need to know to be saved. And they are what makes salvation so plain and simple. All I ask is that you give your attention to the Word of God and that you allow God to speak to your heart. If you see that you need to come to know Christ for salvation, please feel free to call in. Please send an email to me. You can get it right there on the site, and I will pray with you. This verse in Christians is very Christian clear, which is the source of salvation. He said, "Look unto me, I am God, and there is none else." Crystal clear verse. There is no doubt that God says that salvation can only be found in Him. My friend, there is only one road to heaven. There is only one remedy for sin. There is but one way to escape from hell, and that is through God's plan of salvation. Salvation does not come through the church, the baptistry, the denomination, or through family associations. It comes only through God's plan of salvation. Salvation cannot be obtained through good deeds and clean living. No, it cannot. It comes only through God's plan of salvation. And what is that plan, you may ask? And if you ask it, I am glad that you ask. Because God's plan is an exclusive plan. If you look at it in John chapter 14, verse 6, this verse makes it clear that Jesus Christ is the only avenue that man can take that will bring him to God. If a man must have $1 million to be called a millionaire, then he must have Christ to be called a Christian. Check it out in 1 John 5:12. My friends, no one goes to heaven because they are Baptists. They do not get to go because they are good people. they do not get to go because they have done good things or because they have been a good person. A person goes to heaven because he, she is in a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God will not share the salvation of souls with any preacher, pope, or denomination, sacrament, or anything else we can name. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. In Acts 4:12, it tells you that. I am going to heaven, not because I am a Baptist or a preacher, not because I attend church, not because I have been baptized, not because I pay my tithes, not because I try to live right. All those things are good, and every safe person ought to do them. But those things cannot save the soul. No. I am going to heaven because one day, over 40 years ago, I came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I came to the place where I looked to no one or anything else but Jesus Christ alone. I am going because I know Jesus. One thing and one thing alone was required for me to be saved, and I did that thing. I looked to Jesus, and he saved my soul. The songwriters say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. And all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. Have you come to the source of salvation? That's my question to you. Have you? Or are you still trying to get it some place? Listen, stop, pause for a moment. Stop trying to do what has already been done. And look to Jesus Christ by faith, and he will save you from your sins and from hell. There is but one way to heaven, to God and to salvation, and his name is Jesus. He is the sole source of salvation. Let's talk about the scope of salvation, which is all the ends of the earth. One of the truths about God's plan of salvation that makes it so great is that the fact that this is for every individual in the world, the whole world. It is not offered to a select few, but to whosoever will. This truth is made clear by a couple of special verses of scriptures in John 3:16. Remember that? For God so loved the world. Revelation 22:17. John 10:9. If you are a whosoever, or if you are an any man, then you can be saved. When Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for sin, he was dying for you too. Check it out in Hebrew chapter 2, verse 9. The cross is the proof that God loves you. Romans 5 and 8. You see, my friend, regardless of where your path may have taken you in life before, or regardless of what you may have done in your past, God's plan of salvation is open to you if you will come to Him. He will not turn you away. There was this actor I read about by the name of Steve McQueen. He was one of the famous actor around. He was a top billboard actor who led a life as he portrayed in the screen. He was a tough man. And you know, success failed his life until alcohol and a failed marriage left him empty. And so in his despair, he attended a crusade led by one of Billy Graham's associates. McQueen made a profession of faith and requested an opportunity to speak with Billy Graham. A connecting flight in Los Angeles allowed Dr. Graham to spend a couple of hours with Mr. McQueen in the actor's limousine. The great evangelist shared numerous scriptures in his quest to give spiritual hope and confidence. Steve McQueen struggled with the thought of God giving eternal life to a man who had such a checkered past. But in Titus 1:2, Steve McQueen found his hope in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. He requested something to write down the verse, but Billy Graham gave him his Bible instead. Later, Steve McQueen died in Mexico while seeking experimental treatment for his terminal cancer. He passed into eternal life with his Bible open to Titus chapter 1. And his finger resting on verse 2. Wow. Regardless of our past, we have the hope of God's eternal promise. If you need not fear, you need not fear that salvation won't work for you. If you come to Jesus by faith, He will save your soul. If He would save me or some other person, then you have nothing to fear. Remember, salvation is not for good people. Jesus says, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's in Matthew 9:13. Of course, the Bible also says, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. In Romans 3:12. Not a single person in eternity will say, I try to come to God, I tried to believe in Jesus, but He would not save my soul. No. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. He made a way for you. That is why Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is simple. There is a simplicity of salvation. He says, look unto me. Notice carefully the wording of the text. Does it say, look unto me and be baptized and join the church? No. Does it say, look unto me and pay your tithes? No. Does it say, look unto me and live right? No. Again, no. Does it say, look unto me, turn over a new leaf and promise never to sin again? No. It merely says, look unto me. And the simple look of faith is enough to bring you salvation. Even the brazen serpent in Numbers 21 and the corresponding passage in John 3, 14 to 16. Sometimes salvation is so simple that people stumble all over it. They have a hard time believing that it can be so simple. But the gospel can be related by reading verses 2, 2nd, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And so the way this translates into salvation is found in another verse in Romans 10:9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, you see, salvation is not a matter of holding on, of your ability to change, or of you having big faith, but it is simply a matter of looking to Jesus by faith. Yeah. That is so simple. It is very simple. There is a security of salvation. And be ye saved. That's the security. The Bible says here that those who look to the Lord will be saved. This is a word that means to rescue from all harm and danger. An unsaved person who hears that word tends to think of someone pulled from a burning building or from a wrecked car or of someone who is rescued from drowning. Well, these are all valid, uses of the word saved in the physical realm and in the physical sense. The spiritual realm is no different. When a person looks to Jesus Christ for salvation, that person is saved from the penalty of sin. It says that in Romans 6:23. You see, every person who lives without God is under a penalty. It is the penalty of death, leading to an eternity in hell. In Psalms 9:17, 2 Titus 1:18-19, Revelation 20:11-15. But when you trust Jesus, he saves you from that penalty. Because I am saved. I am saved from the penalty of sin, and you can be the same. As I live and grow in the Lord, I am being saved from the power of sin. Then, when I go to heaven, I will be forever saved from the very presence of sin. Listen to me. Many religions and denominations tells us that looking to Jesus only puts a person in a position to be saved. For them to be saved, they have to live right. Never mess up. They have to walk the chalk line. They tell us that any slip-ups will cost you your salvation and that you will be back on the road to hell. My friend, let me tell you, we are not saved by not messing up. We are not saved by being good people. We are saved by looking to Jesus Christ. We are already discovered that we have. Consider this. If you are still in danger of being lost, then you are not saved. If Jesus says, look unto me, then do this and don't do the other, and you will be saved. He has not saved you. You has merely put you in a position where you might be saved. Real salvation is absolute and eternal deliverance from the dangers and the penalties of sin. Suppose now I pass by a lake and see a man 100 yards from shore and he appears to be drowning. Let's suppose. Now suppose I swim out to where he is and drag him to the shore, towards the shore. Let's say so. When we are about 10 yards from the shore, I turn him loose and say, look now, my friend, I have gotten you this far. The rest is up to you now. Have I saved him? No. He is still in danger of drowning. As long as he is in danger, he is not saved. No matter how much I may brag about what I did not save the drowning man. No, because I left him there. I left him right there and said the rest is up to him. When Jesus saves a lost soul, he does it eternally. He does it permanently. There is no way that you can mess up salvation. No. You see, I wish I could believe that. Listen, my friend, I am glad that you do not have to take my word for it. Listen to what the Bible says in John 6, 37 to 40. 1 Peter 1, 5, John 10, 28. Read those down again. John 6, 37 to 40. 1 Peter 1, 5, John 10, 28. There are many more such promises, but these are sufficient to prove beyond all doubt that when Jesus Christ saves a soul, that soul stays saved. Let me tell you something here. In coming to my conclusion, let me tell you. Let me ask you this simple question. Simple question. Don't you want that kind of salvation? Don't you want to know for sure that you are saved and that all is well between you and the Lord God? Don't you want to know for sure that every sin has been forgiven and that you have a home in heaven when you leave this world? Friend, I call you friend. You can have all that and much more. if you will only look to Jesus by faith. If you will only look to Jesus by faith. Hey, you've looked at everything else in life. Why not look to Jesus this moment? What would you say about a drowning man who threw away their life's preserver? What would you say about a poisoned man pouring out the antidote? What would you say about a wounded man ripping open his own wounds? But what would you say about a lost man who refused to look at the only means of salvation he has available? If you, my friend, will look to Jesus, you will live. That is salvation made plain and simple. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for your divine word that you have used me as a conduit to transport your word. Thank you for your divine unction. And I pray that your word had penetrated the hearts of those who were listening and will be listening in the future. I thank you that you have called me to spread the good news. And Lord, I pray that you will bless the radio station, the brothers, and the staff. Continue to prosper them. And you will continue to bless their families in Jesus' name. My friends, I thank you for allowing me in your home one more time. May God richly bless you and give you a prosperous and safe week in all you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."